pumping that podcast wattage in your cottage, it's Think Digital. Get ready to take the red pill, think different about scaling your business, and free your mind. And now, coming to you live and direct from the moon, Iowa, the greatest city in the universe, here's your guy, Justin Wise.
There is no spoon.
Pumping that podcast wattage into your cottage, it's Think Digital. Justin Wise here with you. I'm the captain on this good ship. Welcome aboard. Today's topic is lower your lead costs with message mirroring. Lower your lead costs with what I call message mirroring. Show notes will be available, as always, at thinkdigital.co/podcast. Don't got a story today. I'm just going to jump right into it. Good with that? You all right with that? Yeah. One of my favorite tricks right now, one of my favorite tactics is what I call message mirroring. Okay. And the concept was really, really simple. What I saw, and this actually is a throwback to my days working in the church where, you know, we would create all this content, and every week you create content. Then the week would go by, and you'd start a new week, and you'd have to just keep creating all this content. And so it was like you had this gold mine of content that just was like a trail of tears. As you look in your rearview mirror and you just see all this valuable content, that it would be like if you chewed gum. You know, imagine buying a pack of your favorite gum. And you pop out a piece, stick it in your mouth, chew it once, and then spit it out. And then you pop another piece out, stick it in your mouth, chew it, spit it out. What if you chewed gum that way? People would, number one, think you're a lunatic. Number two, you'd be tremendously wasteful. And I saw back then, and I see it now, people and organizations, businesses have the same approach to content, where they're creating all this really great content. So one side of the ditch is you don't create any content. I'm not talking about that on this episode. If you don't create content, then this is all just a waste of time. But if you're in the habit of creating content and primarily email content, this is going to be fit right up your alley. Because I saw this happening and I thought, man, there's got to be a way to stop this. To prevent this from happening. And some people would call it repurposing your content. And yes, message mirroring is like that, but it's different. And I think it's actually a bit better. It's a bit more powerful than just the blanket term of repurposing your content. Because message mirroring, yes, there's the repurposing aspect. So if you're not familiar, repurposing is basically like, for instance, we repurpose these podcast episodes. Okay, so I'm going to take the content that we produce, this actual episode, and we'll turn it into blog posts. We'll turn it into emails. We'll turn it into quotes. We'll turn it into Facebook posts, tweets, YouTube videos, and on and on and on. Okay, that's repurposing. And message mirroring has an element of that, but there's two other aspects that are important to message mirroring that I want to share with you. First one is timing, okay? Second one is content, and I'll explain what I mean. First one, timing. So message mirroring runs simultaneously, and the basic concept is like this. The simplest application that I can describe to you is this. Let's say you have an email. Okay, you're sitting down at your computer. You are like, hey, I got to email my list because everyone's telling me I got to email my list. I don't know what to say to my list, but I'm going to email my list. So I'm going to email my list. You sit down. You write the copy. You send it out to your list. It crushes. It does gangbusters. People do what you want them to do. And within about 6 hours, that momentum is gone. It's dead. Because that's the way email cycles. You know, think about your own email usage. You know, maybe check it a couple times throughout the day. You read the emails that you want to read and you ignore the rest. So even if you do an email that works really, really well, send an email out to your list that works really well, there's tremendous shelf life left in it through what I call, again, message mirroring. Let me walk you through a very simple, very basic example that anybody can do by the end of this episode. And we do this all the time. And I love it. So take that email. Let's say I write a great email. I send it out to my list. That email is going to get anywhere between a 1-3% conversion. So if I put in there, hey, go sign up for this thing, or hey, click this link or whatever, I'm going to see about a 1-3% conversion rate. Now, when I add message mirroring, that's going to jump up to 10%, 15%, all the way up to 25% conversion from one simple trick of what I'm about to tell you. So if I actually want you to do this, if you want, I'm stuck in webinar mode, man. If you want 15% conversion, say wherever you are right now, 15%. Now, obviously, I have no way of knowing if you'll do that, but I just laugh thinking to myself, somebody running on a treadmill right now yelling at Anytime Freaking Fitness 15%. All right, so you write the email, send it out. Take the exact same content, exact same copy that you sent out in the email. Go into Ads Manager. Create an unpublished post in Ads Manager. Select the audience that is your email list. I said that kind of weird. Select the audience, your email list. So as you know, you can upload email addresses into Facebook Ads Manager. Everybody should be doing this. This is Facebook Ads 101. So what we do, and we actually use a tool to automate this right now, but what we do is make sure that every single day, the people who are in our email list are synced up with an audience on our Ads Manager dashboard. So anytime someone joins our list, within 24 hours, they're put into a custom audience on Facebook. Okay? So going back, send the email out, take the same copy, put it in an unpublished ad in the Ads Manager, select the email list as an audience, hit publish, and basically boost, although we're not really boosting, we're boosting that post to go to our email list on Facebook for 24 hours. Now, there's a lot that I just explained there, so I'm going to go back and unpack it a little bit piece by piece. So the email part we get, right? Send the email out. Take the same copy, unpublished post. You should all know how to do that. If you don't, I'm not going to take time to explain it here. There's tons of tutorials on it. On Facebook, just or on the web, the internets, the internet box, YouTube, the YouTube. Just go look for it there. Just type in unpublished post 2000, whatever. Here it is.
You're listening to Think Digital with Justin Wise. The next step down the rabbit hole is to sign up for the No Spoon newsletter, a free weekly email designed to increase your productivity, grow your influence, and free your mind. Take the red pill and head on over to thereisnospoon.co to sign up.
You put that same copy into an unpublished post. Now, one thing I will do here is I will occasionally add an image. Most of our emails do not have images. For Facebook, I will select an image. And here's a little trick when you're doing unpublished posts. Always select a square image. Why? Because it takes up more real estate on Facebook, specifically on mobile. Little tip. Or you could do a vertical image. Same thing. I will select an image that goes with the email, with the copy. Now, I will edit the copy occasionally. You know, if you write an email, sometimes you'll say, hey, Justin here, writing you this email to tell you about blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously, you don't want to say in your unpublished post, hey, Justin here, writing you this email. So you write something like, writing you this post to tell you about blah, blah, blah. Obviously, with the way Facebook is set up, you can't hyperlink text, so you have to put the actual long text or long links in there, the full URL. If you have any links, call to action, You'll need to replace those linked pieces in your email with the full URL. Very, very important for this to work. And that URL has to point to the same place as your email. That is the trick, because you want people going to the same place for both of these. That's the whole concept behind message mirroring. Everything else should be pretty self-explanatory. You publish the post. Now you select a custom audience. Remember I said earlier, you should have a custom audience on your ads dashboard at all times of your email list. Now we used to do this monthly. We used to export emails monthly and import them into the ads manager. We've since adopted a tool to help us do that. So it happens automatically behind the scenes. Don't ever have to touch it. It's a little pricey, but it's totally worth it for this tip alone. So we select that audience. Now what's happening here? Well, let me translate. So people who are getting the email in their inbox are being transferred over into a custom audience on Facebook, right? And generally speaking, about 60% of the emails you give Facebook match up. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more, but for the most part, it's around 60%. So that means 60% of your email list is also sitting in a custom audience on your dashboard. This is the crux of message mirroring right here. This is why it works. Because when you publish that post and you advertise, push it live, put money behind it for 24 hours, this is where the mirroring comes in. Because let's say you send your email at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, like we do. Someone reads your email and they don't take action. Not because they don't, maybe they're engaged by the copy, but their coffee pot blows up. I don't know. And they get distracted, or their eggs are burning, or, you know, Kathy Lee says something stupid on the Today Show. They get distracted. They don't do what it is that you want them to do. Now, fast forward, they get in their Honda Civic, they drive to work, they plop down in their cube, and they open up their Facebook news feed because they're bored at work. And guess what they see? Huh, that's weird, they think to themselves. Justin just sent me an email that said the same thing, and now I'm seeing it on the news feed. Weird. Maybe I should take a second look at this. So they didn't convert on the email, they didn't take action on the email. But because they're seeing the same message, the message is mirrored on their newsfeed, they take action on the newsfeed. Or maybe they don't take action that first time. Maybe it takes them to see it two or three times. And depending on your budget, that's not outside the realm of possibilities to see within a 24-hour time span. So you're just upping your chances. This is why we see consistently 1 to 3% conversion rates bump up to 10, 15, 20% conversion rates with message mirroring. Because all we're doing is taking an extra, you know, 5, 10 minutes, putting that same copy, that same content in a different modality to reach our audience. And now in this world that we live in, the 21st century, rarely do you get a home run right out the gate. You have to stay in people's viewfinder. You have to get multiple touches on them throughout the day. This is why retargeting campaigns work so well. People are distracted. It's not that they don't think your stuff is good. It's not that they don't want what you have. Well, sometimes that's the case, but if you're wondering if people want what you have, go and listen to the episode called Validate Before You Create, okay? But assuming that people want what you have, people just get distracted. They get busy. They forget. And so you, as the marketer, the expert marketer, have to go 2, 3, 4, 5 steps beyond just, well, I sent an email. That's lazy. And give your prospect the courtesy of putting the information in front of them multiple times. Now, some people will ask here, why 24 hours? For us, we choose 24 hours, maybe sometimes 48 hours, simply because our email rhythm is such that we're emailing our list 3, 4, 5 times a week. And I usually don't like message mirroring to overlap. So I won't do this every email. I'll maybe do this, you know, on half of our emails that we send out throughout the week, sometimes less. Rarely will I do more. I don't like message mirroring to overlap. So if I'm doing it, I want to do it for one message and one message only. So we pick that 24 hours because the logic is, well, within 24 hours, they'll be receiving another email, which to us is another message, even if it's the same call to action. It's not the same content. And that is the keys. I've talked to you about the keys to message mirroring. One is repurposing your content, or having that mindset rather of reusing the content you produce. Okay. The second is timing. It has to happen simultaneously. So email goes into the inbox, copy goes onto the newsfeed. And then the third is the content. It has to be the exact same. You are not changing the copy. You are not altering the copy outside of the, you know, changing the links and contextualizing it for the newsfeed. It is the exact same. It has to be the exact same for it to work, for message mirroring to work. They have to line up. They have to almost be word for word. So again, with the exception of adding an image on newsfeed and making sure your full URLs are present in the unpublished post, everything else has to be the same. That is what message mirroring is. That's what makes it work. And like I said, the simplest application you can do is where we started, which is doing an email into a Facebook ad, unpublished post. We've done this in reverse, where we have a Facebook ad that works really, really well. And so we will pull that ad into an email, send it to our list, and then duplicate that high-performing ad as a message mirror post in Facebook. And now we're starting to experiment with different layers and retargeting campaigns and staging this message mirror staging, which is really, really exciting. It's not for this podcast. It's not for the faint of heart. And maybe I'll talk about that on a later show. But for right now, I want you to try this out. It works. It works really well if you do it correctly. The key to this is making sure that your email list matches up with a custom audience on your ads manager. And I say ads manager, I say business manager, I say ads dashboard. It all means the same thing. Where you publish ads on Facebook. That's what I mean. So that was a meaty episode, ladies and germs. So I'm going to wrap it up there. That's going to do it for this episode. I want you to tell me one thing, just one thing that you learned today, one thing that you're going to do different. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Justin Wise, and let me know. Now, I want you to sign up for exclusive digital marketing content designed to help you build your audience and influence their action. We have a gift for you waiting patiently. thinkdigital.co/gift. That's thinkdigital.co/GIFT. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back next week with another new episode of Think Digital. In the meantime, have fun. Stay safe. See you online. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.